This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, it was an interesting survey that came out earlier in the week. 4 in 10, as far as millennials, the costs are just so high, they have to live with relatives. Could we think anything different? But it's true, and it's all part of a Spotlight segment. On Long Island this morning, she is the director of the Long Island Index, and she is directed the index for over 10 years, drawing on her background in research, statistical analysis, strategic planning, and knowledge management. It's all part of the Roush Foundation as well, who put out the latest numbers. We welcome Ann to the show. Ann, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great having you. And, you know, listen, we talk about this all the time as far as young people, Ann, that find it very, very tough right now after school to find that right job and really kind of get themselves going in a sense. But there are a lot of financial obstacles, and certainly the numbers support this, right?
It's absolutely true. What we found this time in a survey that we recently did is that the number of young adults who are living with their relatives at home has increased to now 40%, which is 35% more than 2 years ago. So the even though we are building more on Long Island, we still are not building enough for what the need is. And even though we're building more on Long Island, we're not building it at prices that are at rents that are affordable for young people to be able to live there. There's a real preference on Long Island for building what are often described as luxury buildings, as well as focusing on those people who are 65, 55 and older, therefore not wanting young people, not wanting children in the apartment complexes. And this really is going to hurt us tremendously, because if we're not keeping our young people, we're not going to be growing our base for economic growth. And this becomes really critical for our long-time survivability and economic health. The other piece that I found so interesting in the survey that we did was we also asked people in suburbs just right around us, in New Jersey, in Westchester, in Southwest Connecticut, and we asked people the same group of questions. And the one that really, really got to me was that when we asked people whether or not affordable housing was a serious problem, 64% of Long Islanders said it was, but in New Jersey, only 33%. So almost half of the people in New Jersey thought it was a problem compared to Long Island. And the reason is that there are so many more housing options at different prices in New Jersey compared to Long Island. You have so many more opportunities in New Jersey to find a more affordable housing option than on Long Island. Young people aren't going to stay. There are just so many good options so close to us that people will choose instead. When we ask people whether the degree to which they identify with Long Island, almost 60% of Long Islanders responded that they very strongly identify with the region, compared to New Jersey and the other suburbs, where it's about half as that. So we're so passionate about our region. We identify so strongly with our region. And yet, we're not doing what we need to do.
We are not. Ann Golub with us, Long Island Index. The housing costs, ladies and gentlemen, so high here on the island, 4 in 10, according to Ann's research. 4 in 10 young adults live with relatives. 7 in 10 say they are likely to move to a less expensive region within 5 years, according to the survey. And of Long Islanders 18 to 34 years of age, 41% live with parents or other relatives, according to the survey. And that, by the way, is up 6 points from 2015, 10 points, as alarming as that sounds, from 2004. And, you know, Ann, we talk about this a lot. And, you know, the thing is, you know, you make the comparison as far as New Jersey and housing costs. You know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, let's face it, there are no high-paying jobs here on Long Island that will support a young person, maybe getting married, to get into a house. And, you know, when you look at the current situation as far as the new tax plan that has come into play, I can't think that that will help it much better. People are going to say, you know what, I think I should buy. I might rent, or I just might move out of state altogether. And that's going to play a major role, too.
Absolutely agreed. All of these are factoring against us. So I think it really speaks to the need to be pretty aggressive in thinking about what we can do in the region to try to address these issues. And I don't think it's even all that hard to address the issues. There's also the issue of building more housing, let's say in our downtowns, building more apartments. Those things take time to happen. But one of the things that can be done more quickly and is incredibly helpful for a region like ours is to really support and find ways to encourage the building of what's often referred to as mother-daughter units or accessible accessory dwelling units. And that's where you're able to build another apartment into your home. So maybe it is a legal apartment, I should say, where it is maybe you take the garage and transform it, or maybe it's part of your house that you transform into a second apartment, which gives tremendous benefits for creating an apartment that is more affordable, for creating a income stream for a person who maybe can't afford to hold on to their mortgage, or an older person who wants to stay where they are but is struggling with the high taxes on Long Island. So there are options that I think actually a lot of Long Islanders are very supportive of, but they need the laws to change in their communities to support these kinds of buildings being put up and these kinds of changes going on.
No, no question about it. Ann Golub with us, the Long Island Index, regarding the survey and the fact that there's a lot of problems as far as young adults out there trying to find their housing to meet their financial needs, and therefore living with relatives. Long Islanders have grown increasingly likely to consider lifting long-standing restrictions on rentals. Interesting, Ann, regarding the numbers there, survey found 57% of residents favor allowing four-story buildings in downtowns, apartments above shops. 68% said rental apartments should be allowed in private homes. You mentioned, you know, mother-daughter, and, you know, that's all well and good. To me, though, it still comes down to the right types of jobs, to keeping kids here because they have, you know, those jobs that will support them in whatever housing. I mean, let's face it. You know, rentals, you look at rental apartments in Patchogue, for instance. I mean, they have transformed that area beautifully. You know, let's face it, a rental one bedroom will still cost you anywhere from $1,200 to $1,600 a month. You still have to have the jobs to support that. The utilities, we know, are very high here. Just overall cost of living is very high here. And to me, it all comes down to the jobs.
It's absolutely true, but don't forget that these things do go hand in hand. Are employers going to want to come here if they know that their staff will not be able to afford homes here? They're not going to. So one of the ways to help encourage companies to want to stay and grow here is to be able to provide the kinds of housing that will allow them to stay here. So it is definitely a dance that goes on between these two factors. And I think the bottom line is that they really need to happen in jointly. It will not happen by itself.
Absolutely. Ann Golub with us, Long Island Index. What about did we find out regarding jobs, in essence, as far as when kids start seeking positions, as far as, you know, what is the median price point, as far as what people are kind of getting into? Do we have any numbers to support the kids getting out of college looking for that job as far as the wage?
We don't have specific data on that. It definitely varies by the region. We know that on Long Island, our medium salaries are relatively tough in order to be able to, for a young person to be able to afford being able to move into a single, being able to move into their own apartment.
Yeah. And you're with us?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. I lost you there, the last sentence you were stating.
Just saying that while we don't have specific numbers, we do know that it's awfully expensive for young people living here. And that, again, I find this very compelling, is when we compare people on Long Island versus our other suburban neighbors, how much harder it is for people on Long Island to be able to afford the basic cost of living compared to the other regions where things are more affordable. And I think this is really a wake-up call for Long Island to be able to focus on how can we be more competitive? How can we do a better job of holding on to young people compared to and not losing them? They don't even have to go to North Carolina. They can go to New Jersey. They could go to other areas, even areas of Westchester, that can be more affordable than Long Island.
Now, listen, the numbers certainly support that. The percentage of Long Island residents 18 to 34 living with parents, in-laws, or other relatives, according to the survey, if you look at the numbers, how they have increased, 2004, 31%, 2015, 35%, and up 6 percentage points from there at 41% last year. You know, and the situation also regarding debt, you know, kids leave the school system with hefty student debt, and that to me is another massive factor. And we have spoken about this, you know, with politicians to kind of curb the type of debt that these kids are getting into once they leave school. And to paying off these loans right off the bat, you know, you almost wish there was a grace period of some sort here, but they're getting hit right out of the box here. And to me, you know, that's also a contributor as far as just not being able to afford the fruits of life, housing and everything else when they get out of school.
It's true. It's really tough to be a millennial at this point in time because there are so many more issues that are stacked against you. When I was that age, I remember that the housing costs were really pretty cheap and it was really pretty easy to afford a relatively nice apartment with or without roommates. That for my student loans, I had a grace period, I think, of 9 months to a year before I had to start paying them back. So it gave me a chance to get on my feet. For certain types of loans, there was the ability that if you went into certain job types, that you would get a forgiveness for paying back your loans while you were providing certain kinds of jobs that were important to the community, like teaching and other positions. And so many of these options that used to be there just aren't there. And college wasn't as expensive as it is today. So it really is a tough situation that young people are in. And it makes it all that more critical in my mind, for even though we can't solve every single issue as a community, we can do a lot more to try to keep our young people. And I think people really have to understand the degree to which young people are the future of our economy. And if we aren't growing jobs, who are we going to sell our houses to when we're ready to sell our houses? Who's going to want to move here? Who's going to be working in our hospitals and providing the kind of care that is needed? Nurses struggle to find the kinds of housing that they need in order to live on, in order to work on Long Island. We have an aging population, but who's going to be there to take care of people unless we're willing to build the kind of housing and make our communities more inclusive if we don't start doing this now?
No, you're absolutely right. Ann Golub, a couple of minutes left. Long Island Index, talking about the survey, the latest. 4 in 10, as far as millennials, they just can't afford to live anywhere else but with their relatives. And I'll tell you something else, Ann, and because, you know, the kids get out of school, they might have some debt, might have some baggage, some financial baggage in a negative way. I think landlords, even in the rental situation these days, I mean, you are scrutinized beyond belief as far as your background, from a financial sense. You know, if you're late on a credit card payment, everything hurts you as far as credit is concerned. Landlords right now are doing such background checks that they really may be not taking in, you know, to account other areas, you know, the character of a person, mm-hmm. you know, the pedigree, that type of situation. And, you know, it's all black and white, you know, as far as the numbers. And I think that's also hurting millennials these days. They carry around a lot mm-hmm. of debt. And even though they may be somewhat financially, you know, salvageable as far as getting into some sort of a complex, landlords are not really taking the risk that much as far as, you know, taking everything into account there.
I was surprised just in my own family that for my son I needed to provide a guarantee for him to get a rent. Really? He had a good job. He met all of their requirements. But because he didn't, you know, have the kind of savings that they wanted, I had to provide the guarantor for his rent. And I never had to do that when I was his age.
Exactly right. Neither did I. Boy, I tell you, millennials certainly do have it tough. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Very interesting numbers. And we'll check back with you as far as the year and what happens in years to come as far as millennials. And hopefully, you know, these numbers will only improve, Ann.
Yes, Long Island making itself more hospitable to young people remaining here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
Thank you.